She's blaming me that I burned down her house.
Who started a deadly fire?
You are not completely blameless.
I was asleep, Your Honor.
Don't fib. I don't like fibbers.
The renter or the landlord?
She let herself in.
She said you let her in.
In a burning mystery lies the smoldering truth.
It was due to them falling asleep and leaving a candle lit.
Judge Judy.
Listen to me. It doesn't say that here.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 40-year-old court clerk Tony Richardson is suing former tenant, 32-year-old music therapist Teresa De Leon, for starting a fire in her condo.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 37 on the calendar in the matter of Richardson versus De Leon. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Ladies, have seats, please.
Ms. Richardson, you are the owner of a condo.
Yes.
You rented the property to the defendant.
Yes.
And within days of her moving in, there was a fire.
Yes.
That you claim was caused by her negligence, and the place was pretty well destroyed. While your insurance covered probably most of it, you said that there were some things that the insurance didn't cover, and you want her to be held responsible.
Yes.
All right. When did she move in?
She moved in the 1st of March, I believe.
When was the fire?
March 8th.
How much of the property was destroyed?
There was $38,000 worth of damage to my condo. The gentleman underneath me, there was $40,000 damage done to his. And then the surrounding people, one next door to me, they had damage also. The flood damage throughout the hallways in the condo.
How much did your insurance cover?
It covered all the structural in my condo, but none of my personal property that I had stored there.
Like what personal property?
I had books there. I had all my family's pictures, my four kids growing up.
Where was it stored?
It was stored under the stairwell. It was a makeshift storage thing. We had cut a hole under the stairwell to store boxes in there for more room. And when we had moved out, we just left it there, and I told her I'd pick it up later, that I was just going to leave it there and just keep it in the storage area.
And what did she say?
She said, okay, fine.
You have any expert testimony as to how this fire started?
Well, I know what the investigator had told me and what my neighbors had told me there at the condo.
You can't tell me either one of those things, because that's hearsay.
Well, I have the fire report.
I'll take a look at that.
I also have pictures as to the damage.
Well, you were paid for all the damage.
Not my personal property damage or the 4 months that I've been out on the lease agreement.
Well, all this says is that the place of origin of the fire was the interior stairway.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's all it says.
That's where they would go in there. She had other people there staying, and they would go in there and smoke pot.
How do you know that?
Because the next door neighbor told me that
You can't tell me that, Ms. Richardson. You cannot tell me.
The fire investigator said it started there.
You can't tell me that either. That's hearsay. This is a court. Court requires testimony. All you can tell me is I will accept the incident report by the fire department, which indicates that the fire was started in the interior stairway. But other than that, you cannot testify on behalf of anyone else, either what your neighbors told you or what the fire marshal told you or what the investigator told you. You can't.
Well, it said it was due to them falling asleep and leaving a candle lit.
Just a second. Where does it say that?
On the fire report down at the bottom of the page.
No, it does not.
Just a second. Maybe I missed that. Ignition factor falling asleep? That's what it says.
Yeah, they left the candle lit under the stairwell.
Listen to me! It doesn't say that here. It says ignition factor falling asleep. It doesn't say anything about a candle here. That may have been exactly what happened. But don't you understand what I'm saying to you, Ms. Richardson? You have to have testimony. You weren't there. A fire marshal is an expert, can be declared an expert witness. He can testify as to the cause of a fire. If your neighbors saw certain things, and if they were here as witnesses, then you have witnesses testifying, but you cannot testify to those things. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. Now, this was some mess under here. You know how this fire started?
I know now how it started, Your Honor. I have more than one fire report from two different firefighters.
I'd like to see the report.
There's one, there's two.
And you have?
The firefighters investigated everyone. There was a person that confesses to the fire, and it was not me, Your Honor. The person broke in.
Just a minute. Who's Rosalind?
She's not here.
Was she a person who was living there?
No, she was not.
Well, what was she doing there?
She was asked to leave. I had asked her to leave, and she
was staying there.
No, she was not.
She says she was there. She says she slept there that night.
Well, she let herself in.
Let herself in or not? She had a key?
No, she did not.
So you left the door open?
The door was broken when we moved in.
Had she slept there the night before?
No. I had asked her to leave because I didn't like her candles. I didn't like how she played with them, and she made me nervous, and I told her to pick up her candles and leave.
Whatever.
Take her candles with her.
Whatever.
That's why she was hiding in the closet.
Whatever. She was in the apartment.
She let herself in. I was asleep, Your Honor. I did not let her in.
Don't fib. I don't like fibbers. Let me explain why you're a fibber. Because this person, at first she denied knowing anything about this fire, but then, according to the marshal's report, she explained the following. Victim three, that's her, began crying and stated she knew what had happened and was sorry it had taken place. I asked her to explain. She stated that last evening when she came back from the spa, V1, you, let her into the apartment. But then V1 went upstairs to bed and V3, that's her, went into the closet area in the back portion of it and lit a couple of candles. Then she began to smoke some marijuana without the knowledge of victim one. It's not that you didn't have any knowledge. She was there. She admitted that it was probably her who started the fire. So that's a big admission. And if you're admitting to something that's so big, you don't say that I crept into the apartment, nobody knew I was there. She was very specific. She said, you let her in. I'm going to tell you what else the report says. Have you ever seen this report?
No, I haven't, Your Honor.
Well, let me tell you what else the report says, madam. The fire in apartment 205 was contained to a closet area underneath a stairway that goes to the second story of this apartment. In this closet, the sheetrock had been removed on the back of the closet wall. And this allowed access to the area underneath the stairway, as shown in the photos. As I entered the closet area, which is where we're talking about, which is where your books are, there was a small area that was completely and totally burned. All of the wood structure that was exposed because of no sheetrock lining on the interior of this area of the apartment stairwell had been severely charred and damaged. Fire Marshal goes on to say, madam, that you had absolutely no right to use that area in a manner in which you were using it, which was you made this area, which was designed for one thing, into a storage area. In doing so, you removed the sheetrock, you stored things there, and he goes on to say that it is apparent that the fire had burned quite a lot in this closet for some time before the sprinkler activated. There was no sprinkler under the landing area of the stairwell because it had never been intended to be used for any type of storage. This area had raw wood exposed.
Your Honor, when we moved, we had put the sheetrock back to cover up the hole.
It had never been intended to be used as a storage area. In any event, she invited this person into her home.
I did not, Your Honor.
Oh, yes, you did. I find that you did. I find that you did.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tony Richardson says former tenant Teresa De Leon is responsible for starting a fire in her condo. Teresa says it was an uninvited guest that caused the damage.
You invited this person into your home, and this person went onto the stairwell and decided to use the stairwell as a place to smoke some marijuana and probably left the candle lit or something under there because she was feeling very happy after she did a little smoking. Your problem, Miss Richardson, is you're going to have to establish to me what your damages were because you are not completely blameless. You created a situation that was inherently dangerous by using that area under the stairwell in a way for which it had never been intended. And really, you created a situation that, but for the fact that the alarms were working and everything else, could have caused a great tragedy. There were a lot of people sleeping in that apartment. So that was the wrong thing to do. Now, before you go into what the damage was, and let me go back a second, do you remember having a conversation with Miss Richardson about items stored under the stairwell?
Yes.
Tell me what the conversation was.
Those are just her things and that, you know, she would come back to get them, or...
And you said okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
And she had paid you rent for March?
Yes, she did.
She's not responsible for your things. I'm not finding that she had any responsibility to preserve your things. Your things should have all been out of the house. But the apartment now is not rentable.
It's been over 2 months and they still haven't finished it.
Well, I don't know how much longer it'll be. 2 months you haven't had any rent. Is that right?
Yes.
Why aren't you responsible for that?
I'm ready to pay my rent, Your Honor. I have a letter here stating that I have to stay in a sanctuary house because she's blaming me that I burned down her house where I didn't burn down her house.
Well, you
have to live in a sanctuary
house. You were one
house.
Of your guests. But she shouldn't be at any rent. Your guest came in and caused a fire. And she was reimbursed for the structural damage inside by her insurance. I don't know whether your insurance covers loss of rent. I doubt it. Most
no.
do not unless you list this as rental property. This was some mess under here. I have to get all my stuff out of the place where we put it. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. What was your monthly rent?
$700. I have a full-time job, Your Honor. I'm ready to pay my rent. I
Good.
Would like to live in a home other than a sanctuary house. That's where I've been living. I have a letter stating right here that I'm staying in a shelter.
Don't you understand? Because of the actions of your guest, she is out monthly rent because you have not paid her rent for the last 2 months. And I find that that's your fault. You allowed someone in your house who you say you didn't like her in there because she was lighting candles. Isn't that what you told me?
I threw her out.
No, you didn't throw her out. She says you let her in. And that's in the fire marshal's report. That's a statement by an independent witness, which I will accept. She confessed to the fact that she started the fire, but she said you let her into the apartment. You did not throw her out. You may have thrown her out one day, but you let her in the next. So you knew she had a propensity for using these candles. You let her in the apartment, and this woman should not be out these last 2 months' rent because of your negligence. But she's not responsible for your stuff. That you're responsible for. You shouldn't have left it there. And you shouldn't have created a scenario underneath the stairwell that was dangerous.
Your Honor, I removed no sheetrock.
Whether you removed any sheetrock or not, Fire Marshal and Fire Marshal's report said that area is not intended to be used for storage. There is no sprinkler system underneath there. It is not intended to be used for that. And even if it were, she is not responsible for your property. She paid you March's rent. You should have had all your stuff out of there. If she gratuitously said to you, you want to leave your stuff there, I don't care, that is a gratuitous bailment. She owes you nothing. Do you understand that? But
yes.
She does owe you for rent for the last 2 months. I don't know how much longer this is going to last, that your apartment is going to be uninhabitable. Right now we know it's 2 months, and I'm giving you $1,400. Is that her monthly rent?
Yes.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,400.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It was already built when I had bought the condo.
She rented out a death trap. It clearly says that that place did not have a sprinkler. I'm not perfect because somebody I know did set the place on fire.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of McDonald versus Club. Step forward, please.
61-year-old retired baker Larry McDonald is suing his ex-girlfriend, 51-year-old customer service rep Dorothy Clough, for illegally cashing a check. Dorothy admits she cashed the check, but says Larry was going to leave her high and dry.
Mr. McDonald, according to your complaint, sir, you and the defendant have had an on-again, off-again relationship for years. And there came a time, I believe it was in February of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
That you had received information that the police were looking for you. You didn't know what that was all about, so you gave a signed check to the defendant to hold in case you needed bail money. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then the relationship turned off again for a while, and she took the check and cashed it and used it for her own purposes.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me on what date you gave her the check.
The 11th of February.
And where were you when you gave her the check?
At our apartment.
What did you say to her when you gave her the check?
We discussed the possibility that I would need a bond money.
How had you received word that somebody was looking for you?
Through my daughter-in-law and my son. The police stopped over and my daughter-in-law was talking to the police, you know, and the police told me to stay away from my daughter-in-law, you know, so which I did, you know, so.
Had you any clue as to what this was about, why the police were looking for you?
No, they wasn't looking for me, but I just thought that something might happen, you know.
So when you wrote out this check, did you write out an amount?
No.
But you did sign it?
I signed it, and plus I put bond money.
Just on the memo portion of
yes.
the check? And you gave it to her?
I can't remember if I give it to her or put it on the refrigerator.
Okay. And how did you find out that she had cashed this check?
the same day that I gave her, that same evening or day I gave her the check, we got into an argument. You know, she wanted me to leave. She got mad at me, you know. Wanted me to leave right then. And
you left?
No, I didn't leave right then. I told her it was real nasty out, you know, and it was cold and nasty out. And they said, I ain't going, I'll leave in the morning, you know. Before I left, up she got up early and she left.
With the check?
With the check.
Go ahead.
And when I got up, I'm thinking, something's wrong with this picture, you know. And so I looked for the check, you know, on the refrigerator. I'm thinking, it wasn't there. I didn't know she had it. So I go to the bank and there was $1,000. She had cashed the check for $1,000.
So let me hear your version.
Well, it's true, I cashed the check.
Did he give you the check on February 11th?
No, he gave it to me a couple of days ahead of time because I'd been to the laundromat. And before I'd gone to the laundromat, I'd let him use my car to go over to Cottonwood Falls because he was going to pick up some money from his lawyer. It has nothing to do with this. But I'm at the laundromat, I'm standing there, and my daughter comes in and starts hollering and yelling. I go, what's the matter? All upset. She goes, Larry, you let Larry drive your car. He's been chasing people all over town. The cops are looking for the car. So I said, I'll take care of it. So I call the police, and I said, sir, I hear you're looking for my car. And they go, yes, we are. And I said, well, come on down. And they came on down, and they asked me if I knew where Larry was. And I lied, and I said, no, I didn't. I got home, and I said, what's going on, you know? And there's a knock on the door, and it's the police. And Larry goes, hides in the bathroom and asks, oh, you do live here, Dorothy? I said, yeah, I live here. Told you I did. And they go, well, we're looking for Larry. And I said, well, I haven't seen him. I again told a lie because I wanted to protect him. Then he started to get to drinking that night. Got a gallon of whiskey or a half gallon and sit there and started drinking it and drinking it and drinking it and started yelling and said, you and my daughters can take the house. I don't want the blanky blank house. You and my daughters can take the house. And I thought to myself, well, we've been going together for years and years, and I end up with nothing constantly. He told me he was going to leave. And I thought to myself, well, I'm not going through this again, being left with the shaft. You know, I feel like I'm in a divorce.
Did he give you the check to take care of his bail?
He gave me the check. Yes, he did.
To take care of his bail?
Not only that, he said, this is for, I want to make sure you're taken care of, Dorothy. I want to make sure you're taken care of. I want us to be taken care of.
Can I see the canceled check, please?
And he said, and he did write bond on it.
You're one step ahead of me. He did write bond on it. So
yes. That's
what it was for.
Yeah. And he also said to take care of me.
He didn't write that on the check.
No, ma'am.
He wrote bond on the check.
That's true.
Okay, so you got mad and you went and you put $1,000 on the check and you cashed it for yourself. How come you picked $1,000?
Well, I could have took five, but I didn't.
How come? How come you picked 1,000?
It seemed to me like that would be a fair price. You know? It felt like a fair price.
Go ahead.
Your Honor, I've had a relationship with this man for years. I've gone to New Mexico with him. When he was in prison, I visited him every day. I mean, every weekend.
You don't get paid for that.
I know. I did it on my
own. You don't get paid
for
that. If you made an error in judgment, if it was in fact an error in judgment, then what you do is you terminate the relationship. You don't misappropriate his money. He gave you this check clearly in case you had to post bond money for him.
A few days later, we were bumping uglies.
I don't know what that means.
You know.
Bumping uglies, I never heard.
Yeah, that's a new one on me, too. I ain't never done it.
I haven't either, and I don't want to go into it any further. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Not a lot for me. She'd come visit me and spent money.
In this paper, it says he calls me his wife.
I'll never, ever be able to pay her back, you know, really.
They just need to stay away from each other.
She's a good gal and everything like that. She made me what I am today.
I got his attention.
I just don't deserve her either. I just don't deserve her.